In this week's parsha, Parshas Korach, Korach accuses Moshe and Aaron for taking power for themselves. In his argument, Korach is forgetting that Moshe did not appoint Aaron to his position because of his genealogy, that it's a person's holiness, a person's greatness that determines the role that he gets. Also, Moshe said that Hashem is choosing that individuals who Hashem chooses, that the Torah keeps saying individual whom Hashem chooses, that's who it will be. That it was Hashem who chose Aaron. It was not Moshe who chose Aaron. So it's from Hashem, and it was Aaron's superior greatness that earned him this position. Also, this is just taking place after the Chet HaMeraglim, and the entire generation that participated in the Chet HaMeraglim over the age of 20 would die in the Midbar, and this caused great sadness for Klal Yisrael. And Korach took this situation where Klal Yisrael was sad to start a rebellion. Because they're sad, he felt it was a good time, and he started it, forgetting that Aaron was chosen by Hashem for his greatness. Now, Rav Hirsch Goldworm suggests that once Korach found an excuse to challenge Moshe's legitimacy, it was a very short step away for him to deny that everything was from Hashem, to deny the divine rights of the whole Torah, because Moshe was Hashem's greatest servant. He was his greatest Navi, as we know. And everything that Moshe did was from Hashem, every single detail. So if you're going to deny that what Moshe is doing is from Hashem, then you're really denying that everything is from Hashem. And this is what Korach did. He started to do things that were wrong. So there's many, many themes in this parsha that we could discuss, but the one obvious thing that I wanted to discuss was the idea of being sameach b'chalko, happy with what we had. That Korach, who was so great, and he was from Shevet Levi, and he would have had his own roles, but he didn't take advantage of his own roles, and instead he attacked the role that Aaron was given, the role that Aaron earned for himself, and he could have been sameach b'chalko, happy with what he had, and in the end he was killed, and many people were killed because of this, and it's really a very sad story. So one theme that we really should focus on in this parsha is the opposite of what Korach did, and that is to be hasameach b'chalko, happy with what you have. And I think this comes up all the time. It comes up every second of our day. And it doesn't usually come up with huge things. It usually comes up with little things. Once in a while we'll get a huge nisayon with this, but usually it comes up with the little things. That we didn't get the job and our friend got it. And we really wanted that job. And are we big enough to say, okay, it wasn't meant for me. That's not what Hashem wanted for me. Hasameach b'chalko is saying, I'm happy with what I have because Hashem gave it to me. Hashem, who is our Father in Shemayim, Hashem knows what's perfect for us, and He gives us what's good for us, right? He puts things in front of us that are good for us, for our growth. So if our friend got the job and we didn't, it's because Hashem knows it's not good for us. So why are we crying over it? Now, it comes up in places like we get sick and it was our best friend's wedding. It's so sad. That's so hard. But are we able to say, okay, this is what Hashem wanted for me now, right? I need a bigger house. I don't have the money for a bigger house. So the house that I have is what's good for me. When I was in high school, I had many very good friends. Many very good friends, but I had three very close friends. And it was kind of like a known thing that we all thought who would get married first and who would get married second and third and fourth. And what was very ironic about this, what we kind of thought, is that we got married in the opposite order. So the one that we kind of thought, and she even thought she'd get married last, like, I'm for sure going to get married last, that's how it's going to be. She got married first at the age of 21. And then the next one got married at the age of 22. And then so on and so forth. And then our friend, we all agreed we'd get married at the age of 19, got married at 29. And when we're going through that situation, it was like, but that's what Hashem wanted for us. We all accepted and we all rejoiced for each other. And we, you know, you don't question. You don't say why. Because, you know, we thought one thing and we thought we were so great. We thought, you know, that's where we were all holding. But Hashem knew what was best. And that's what happened. It was kind of like a laugh there. And when our last friend got married, it was such a joy. And we were able to celebrate with her. And finally, our joy for ourselves was complete. Because you can't have complete joy for yourself when your friend is waiting. So we were so happy for her. And Baruch Hashem, she's doing great. So with everything that comes in our lives, Do we say, this is best for me? This is the greatest because this is what Hashem gave me. And I could say I'm not always perfect at this. I'm definitely not so great at this. And when the little things that I feel like go wrong in my life, but it doesn't mention Yaakov. Yeah, it doesn't say Ben Levi Ben Yaakov. It leaves Yaakov out. And that was because Yaakov davened that he should not be mentioned the Korach Ba'adaso, that he didn't want to be mentioned with this machlokas. And what Yaakov Avinu was saying, and I think it was different before it said this, maybe came from the Gemara, possibly, I can't remember, that Yaakov Avinu was saying that this Midah, these Midahs that were brought out, Midos that were brought out by Korach, are not a part of Klal Yisrael. They're not part of the genes of my people, of my children. And so he is not mentioned. He's removed and saying, this is not a part of us. I didn't lack of my righteousness and the righteousness of my children. This is not within us. This is something separate. So he took himself out of this to say that this is not, these bad midos are not in Klal Yisrael. And I think the opposite is saying is that the good news of Hasmeach v'Chelko are part of Klal Yisrael. It's a part of us, and it's who we are. We just have to work on it and bring that out, remind ourselves that we have everything that Hashem wants us to have. Have a wonderful rest of your week and a good Shabbos.